It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Let's head to FHN, and let's head to FHN Supportive Care. Rachel Ahrens is with us here today. Hey, Rachel, good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I'm actually with the Complex Care Program here. Kind of shaking it up a little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're the program here today, the Complex Care Program. Well, tell us a little bit about that. You're with the Complex Care Program, so tell us what that is at FHN.
The Complex Care Program is a relatively new program that is offering intensive case management to people over a period of like 3 to 6 months. And during that time, an individual will get a case manager to work directly with them and any of their caregivers. And that case manager can coordinate their medical care, help provide teaching, health coaching, and get them connected with any community resources that they need.
All right, so you're talking about the Complex Care Initiative here. Why did FHN decide to set up this initiative?
FHN would set up this initiative so that they could support the community better. You can't have good health without access to your basic needs, food, shelter, support. There are some great community agencies out there that are almost the best-kept secrets, and we don't want them to be secrets anymore. So they set up the Complex Care Program to find those agencies, get people connected to them, and then help the people to have their best health.
Well, it sounds like then as a patient with FHN, you almost have your own personal health care advocate fighting for you.
You do.
Tell us about your role within Complex Care. Tell us about that.
So my role is to work directly with people. Usually when I meet someone for the first time, I go through a basic interview with them to see what they have going for them already and what I can help get in place. And after that, there's a lot of things that I can do for them. I can maybe go to a doctor's visit with them. So if they have questions afterward, there's someone there who's heard what the doctor said and can help reinforce it or re-explain it. I can go through medications, help get them scheduled so that the person can take them and understand what they're taking too. And I can make contacts with other agencies too, just to bring in some extra support for that person.
So you kind of you're able to debrief actually what was said and kind of follow through and put it in layman's terms, our terms, because of that medical talk, right?
Right.
Well, how many patients do you work with, Rachel?
I work with probably about, usually each case manager has about 40 to 60 patients that they work with. So in the grand scheme of things, may not be a lot, but to each individual, it means a lot to them. So,
sure, you give them a personal service then. Are there other complex care folks practicing in your area?
There are. We've got five care managers right now, and we're going to be having another one coming on in July.
So now, who are some of your partners that you at FHN work within complex care?
We work with some great partners in the community. NICA, the Community Action Organization. We work with RAMP and DOORS, the Department of Rehab Services. We work with the Senior Resource Center, the Health Department, FACC. There's so many great agencies that we've been able to connect with, and it gives us a good working relationship when we're looking for help to support a person.
What kind of results are you seeing right now already?
Right now, we've seen just some fantastic results in individual lives. People are able to heal better because now they understand why they're taking medications, why they're doing what they're doing. They have support at home to be able to live well. We're also seeing people spend less time in the hospital and not having to come back to the hospital so often either. When you spend more time at home, that's your best environment to heal.
So yeah, I know, because I've heard this before, is that at the hospital, you try to get people out because there's sick people there. You don't want them, right? I mean,
we don't. There's some things we don't want to share in life.
There you go. Has this spurred other efforts as well?
It really has. We've been able to, looking to start a mobile integrated health program now. So we will actually have an emergency medical services person who can go out to homes in the community to check on people, to work with them directly too. So we'll not just have nurses, but we'll have Mike McKenna from the fire department working with us as well.
We're talking to Rachel Ahrens. She is part of the Complex Care Program, a new initiative at FHN. Rachel, how do you keep in touch with your community partners?
We've actually been able to participate in writing some grants with some of our community partners. And then as they have meetings that explain their initiatives, we've been able to participate in those. There's the AOK Kids program, for example, has done some amazing things to support the kids in the community, and by supporting the kids, supporting the parents as well. So we've been able to partner with them, and they've had some great initiatives moving forward, and we keep attending their meetings to help support them.
You know, this sounds like a great program here because, you know, healthcare is very complex for people, especially when, you know, we don't understand it, you know, and of course every individual is different as well. And you've named this program, you know, just perfectly, Complex Care Program. I mean, that's because it is complex, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really is, especially when you're sitting at your doctor's office, and most people aren't that comfortable in the doctor's office, and you can really only hear about 20% of what the doctor's saying, which just makes everything more complex. So
right, and then of that,
now we give backup.
There you go. Right, and of the 20% you hear, you probably only understand about 20% of it initially, unless it's mm-hmm. re-explained.
Yeah.
All right. How can someone become part of the complex care effort at FHN, Rich?
The best way to do it is to start by talking to your doctor. They can always make a referral to the program, but you can also go to FHN.org, where there's more information about the program as well.
All right. So, great. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's probably the best way to do it. But again, your doctor can be one of your best advocates, and we can partner with your doctor to help with your quality of life.
All right, Rachel. Great to talk to you. Nice to meet you. And this is a very important program, and it sounds like it's a great program. And let's talk again soon, all right?
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Rachel Ahrens here today, part of the FHN Complex Care Program, brand new initiative at FHN here today, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.